Manuscript Releases, Volume 14, Numbers 1081 to 1135. M.R. Number 1092. A Rewarding Visit with Uriah Smith. Written January 9, 1891, at Battle Creek, Michigan. Home again. We found all well at home. The meetings in Washington were excellent, and every meeting seemed to increase in interest. Every succeeding meeting was pronounced the best. I spoke 8 times in Washington with perfect freedom. I commenced to speak on the Sabbath and ended the Sabbath following. We had a most blessed, powerful meeting on the last Sabbath. As in Danvers, nearly all in the house presented themselves for prayers. The presence of the Lord was in the meetings held, and the church was greatly strengthened and increased in faith and courage. We visited Baltimore on Sunday in a small hall with much freedom. We returned at night, and I was very sick with heart difficulty. All became alarmed and thought it best for me to return at once to Battle Creek. We arrived here on Tuesday, December 30th. That night, I was in great agony of soul all night for Elder Smith. It seemed to me that unless he made confessions now, he never would come to the light. I could not sleep but prayed with all my heart and soul for the Lord to correct him by his Holy Spirit and break the spell that had so long held him from taking right positions. I heard the next morning that the previous Sabbath had been a wonderful season of seeking the Lord. There were about 2,000 in the tabernacle, and the Review and Herald Extra was read, and the manifest power of God accompanied the reading of the matter. They say Battle Creek has not been so generally stirred before as on this occasion. All seemed to respond to the invitation to seek the Lord, and they had to say, "Seek the Lord where you are. It is the best we can do." Professor Prescott read the matter and paused a number of times, deeply affected, weeping. He then confessed that at the Minneapolis meeting, and since that time, he had not had altogether right feelings. He asked the forgiveness of all, and especially of Brethren Wagoner and Jones. Brother Jones, I think, was not present. He then took the arm of Brother Smith, and both went forward. Brother Smith thus made a start, but although Brother Prescott opened the way, he did not improve the opportunity. All he said was, "The matter comes home to me. It means me." Friday night I spoke with much power before the people. The Lord's Spirit was working. I wrote out some things to Elder Smith, very plain things, but thought I would wait a little before giving it to him. Sabbath, I spoke in the forenoon from Matthew 11, verse 16 to 27. I made a pointed application of these words, and the arrows from the Lord's quiver struck to the heart. Sunday, Elder Smith came to me, and we had a lengthy talk. I was encouraged to see that he did not brace against me, and I withheld nothing from him as to how I regarded his position and how hard he had made my work. He felt deeply over this. Tuesday, he called on me again and asked me to attend a meeting which should be composed of a select few. This meeting was held on Wednesday. Brother Smith read the matter I had written to him, and he made a straightforward confession to Professor Bell, who was present, of the manner in which he had treated him. Then he commenced with Minneapolis and made his confession. He had fallen on the rock and was broken. I cannot describe to you my joy. Brother Rupert then confessed quite fully, and this was a very solemn meeting indeed. I know the Lord was in our midst. As we separated, Brother Smith took my hand and said, "Sister White, will you forgive me for all the trouble and distress that I have caused you? I assure you, this is the last time if the Lord will pardon me. I will not repeat the history of the past 3 years. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless his holy name." My return from Washington, D.C. to Battle Creek was indeed the Lord's doing, and as soon as I reached home, the affliction left my heart and has not returned since. Tomorrow, Sabbath, I go out of the city about 14 miles to speak to a company newly raised up. Some important accessions to the cause of God have been made, which greatly disturbed the church members, and Canwright's cousin living in the place stirred up the people to send for Canwright. He came, but did no harm. He only strengthened the ones who had embraced the truth and made more bitter those who were in opposition. Canwright's own brother, who has been a backslider for years, embraced the truth and is now firm and decided. May the Lord bless him and make the believers more firm. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., September 27, 1984. Entire manuscript.